it's Mike Robb. Gorgeous at any age, actress Sutton Foster talks about how she pulls it all off and has done so all season in the series Younger. Plus, the West is winning again on the History Channel miniseries Texas Rising. Right from the set, we talk to actor Rhys Coiro, who's living his dream job. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point, The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Looking good at any age, not an easy task. How about being in your 40s and looking good and passing for 26? That's just one of the charms of actress Sutton Foster, who's been doing it all season long in the show Younger, a series created by the guy who did Sex in the City, Darren Star. You missed episodes of Younger on TV Land so far? Well, Sutton's happy to fill us in.
Younger is about a 40-year-old mom who is reinventing herself. She gave up her career in publishing to have a family, to raise her daughter. And now that her daughter is grown and her husband has now cheated on her and left her and she's sort of at a loss, she is trying to get back into the workforce in publishing, but is having difficulty landing an entry-level job because she had taken so much time away. And one night, drinking with her best pal, Maggie, played by Debbie Mazar, she's mistaken by a young buck at the bar who thinks that she's younger than she really is. And they get the idea that if you can't get hired as a 40-year-old, tell them you're 26, that people believe what you tell them. And so she reinvents herself as a 20-something, goes in and lands the job and ends up getting hired as a 26-year-old in this publishing firm. And so the show is really about sort of following her navigating this character, navigating this field and this whole new generation, and sort of redefining herself and the relationships between all the people she meets along the way. And it's really fun. Sort of relive my 20s vicariously on a TV show.
Sutton manages to play her character Liza as almost two different people, changing her look with a sweep of the hair and literally an expression. I ask her what kind of creative process went into doing that.
I think a lot of it is, I think that there's just like I always think of it sort of like a weightiness. I mean, there's something about youth and in your 20s, a naive optimism, a youthful exuberance. You don't have the weight of the world on your shoulders yet, you know, of sort of the responsibilities of mortgages and divorces and life. And so I sort of think of it almost like a weightiness. So it's that's sort of how I can kind of go back and forth between the two. So it's like when younger Liza's trying to, you know, pull off this ruse, you know, it's all about stuff, the youthful optimism and exuberance, and older Liza obviously letting in all of the sort of responsibilities of the day. But it's fun. I mean, it's fun to sort of play the duality because they're both there, you know, at all times. And it's like, you know, we are complex human beings, so it's fun to be able to kind of explore that, you know, in this way, to just kind of explore all the little corners of her and get to relive a part of her life that she sort of missed out on. So it's fun, and in the safe confines of a TV program.
Carrying a weekly TV series is not easy for anybody, but Sutton's had extensive theater background. I asked her if that helped her work ethic.
I primarily have done theater my entire life. You know, I've been a working actor since I was 17 years old, and it taught me a really strong work ethic and also just a really strong sort of determination. And I definitely think that prepared me to be able, nothing is harder, I will say. Nothing is harder than doing 8 shows a week and performing live. Being on a TV show, they're completely different. But I'm so grateful for my training of just the work ethic and just sort of teaching me how to show up every day and be prepared and be on and be willing to sort of, and willing and ready to sort of go with the flow and do whatever anyone's going to ask me to do. And I'm actually very grateful that younger came to me when it did in my life, just because it's just everything, all the little pieces just sort of came together. I don't think I would have been able to handle something like this earlier in my career. So I feel like I'm finally kind of reached a point where I'm sort of able to navigate something like this.
Younger is a comedy, but it also takes a big bite out of the real problem of ageism in our society. I talked to Sutton about whether that exists for her in Hollywood.
I just turned 40 in March, so I haven't experienced ageism yet, or this idea of ageism. Obviously, I sort of see it around me, see it especially just being an actress, and as I'm navigating my own career and as I am getting older, I'm trying to see it for me personally, and that's all I can really, really gauge, is I'm just trying to navigate it as gracefully as I can. And I see it as an opportunity and hope that there are fabulous, wonderful roles and things ahead of me. I think there's just it is just the reality of getting older and being in the business, and I'm not the ingenue anymore, and that's actually okay. I'm kind of done with that, so I'm excited to play sort of where everything is going, and just trying to keep very open minded and really just going with the flow of navigating and sort of seeing where it all will head. I have no idea. We'll see.
A Tony Award-winning artist and a musician as well. Sutton's getting back to that this summer.
I'm doing a lot of symphony work. I'm traveling and singing with the Des Moines Symphony next year and the Baltimore Symphony next year. Working on a new album that we're hoping to record at the end of this year. And hopefully returning to the New York stage, possibly in the spring. So I've got a bunch of irons in the fire, so constantly sort of keeping everything percolating.
You'll recognize Sutton from a number of roles, including her run on Gilmore Girls. With all the talk about a reunion for that show, I asked her if she had anything to add to it.
The fangirl in me would froth at the mouth if that happened. I don't know or don't think if anything is in the works currently, but I do know that there was a huge Gilmore Girls reunion in Austin over the weekend, and it was exciting that everybody got to come back together, and I think everyone would jump at the opportunity if something like that arose, but I don't think that there's anything in the works at this time.
Catch up on episodes of Younger right now at TVLand.com and on Hulu as well, and the show returns for a new season in the fall on TV Land. Gotta get right to it. Here's the latest in pop culture. There's no other real way to say it than it's over for the NBC series Constantine. The cast was officially released at the end of last week. Efforts to find a new home for the show after NBC canceled it back early in May seemed to be pretty fruitless. There have been talk of a move to Sci-Fi, maybe even Netflix as well, but nothing panned out. Showrunner Daniel Cerone thanked all the fans on Twitter over the weekend for their efforts to help keep the show alive. Scholastic Media's own superhero, World Girl, is now on screens in 20 episodes that'll show up on PBS Kids and the PBS Kids digital platform. The episodes again star the voice talents of Dana Furman and Chris Parnell. More changes to that already announced fall schedule of just a couple of weeks ago. NBC's replacing the medical drama Heartbreaker on its fall schedule due to the pregnancy of the star of the series, Melissa George. Former mid-season replacement Chicago Med from Dick Wolf is being moved up to replace the show in September. Big news out of the New York Special Edition Comic-Con from over the weekend is the addition of Brian Bendis and David Marquez as the ongoing talents to handle the new Invincible Iron Man ongoing series that'll launch right after Secret Wars. The guys have been together on a number of other books, including the all-new X-Men and Guardians of the Galaxy as well. The book, like we said, will launch right after Secret Wars with Tony Stark as Iron Man, but some other changes in his personal life as well. In the meantime, Marvel's also announced another run of True Believer comics for $1, this time centered on the women of Marvel. There'll be number one reprints of issues, including the female Thor, Ms. Marvel, Spider-Gwen, Captain Marvel, She-Hulk, and several more. They'll all be, as we said, priced at $1 and in comic stores in September. In case you missed it when we mentioned it a few weeks back, Ben 10 is definitely coming back with a new series. It'll debut internationally in 2016 and in North America in 2017. No big surprise on this reboot. When it debuted in 2006, Ben 10 was a huge hit, spawning three spinoffs, movies, and about $4.5 billion in retail sales. Actor Reese Coiro has been part of the entourage, but now he's headed out west and spending his summer as part of Texas Rising, the miniseries running right now on the History Channel. So what's that about?
Well, Texas Rising takes place in 1836, right after the fall of the Alamo. And it chronicles the fight between the residents of Texas at that time, which was still owned by Mexico, and it chronicles their sort of fight for independence.
So his character, good guy, bad guy, gray guy?
Well, I don't know good guy, bad guy, but he's definitely in a time, in a very rough time, a very violent time, and he's, you know, trying to survive, basically, and trying to figure out, you know, what it is that, what it is that is worth fighting for.
A few decades ago, Westerns were in their prime on TV, but lately it seems tough to get a really good one on the air. What makes this one work?
Well, I think it's something that audiences want. I mean, I know I do, and I think I hear you saying that you do. I mean, it's a tradition, sort of a great tradition of storytelling let's say, the Western genre. And this, you know, on the History Channel, it has all that, but it also has real historical context, you know. So the history is fascinating, and the genre is, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's a genre that I know that I love. And I think a lot of other people do as well.
Reese was part of the Entourage cast for several seasons, and I talked to him about what it was like getting back together for the movie.
Getting back together with that crew is always it's always a good time. And, yeah, like you said, hey, let's hope that for the fans of the show and for the fans of the movie that it's first in an installment. The first installment in a series of movies.
And as an actor, does he have a dream role?
My dream was always to be in a Western. So I felt like I realized it with the Texas Rising. And you know, if the show goes again, the second installment of the show will be entitled Comanche Wars, and it will be. It will. I mean, I think it will eclipse even the first installment. I'm very excited to get back into that role, get back into that world.
So what's next for him?
I'm working on the third season of the show Graceland on the USA Network. I'm playing the sort of antagonist for the whole season, and it's looking fantastic. This character is really, really great, really funny. And scary, kind of, too, you know. So we're having a great time. I'm looking forward to that. Airs actually in a month, I believe, or less than a month, on USA, Graceland.
See Reese right now in the Entourage movie in theaters, and episodes of Texas Rising continue every week on the History Channel. See more at historychannel.com. That's it for the podcast right now, but we've got a lot coming up, including a look at Dark Matter coming direct from the comics to the Sci-Fi Channel in just a few days. And there's even more, too, and you'll find it all on the websites like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, and, of course, in the iTunes podcast directory, as well as always on GetThePointRadio.com. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook under The Point Radio, and we're right back here, too, in a few days. Get the-